Cursed, Gilded Book 2, written by Marissa Meyer and read by Rebecca Soler. Cerilda stopped telling her tale, checking to see if the children had finally fallen asleep. A moment passed before Nikol opened bleary eyes.
"Is the story over already?"
Cerilda shifted toward him. "You should know by now," she whispered, pressing down a lock of his fluffy blonde hair, "that the best stories are never truly over. I would argue that Happily Ever After is one of my more popular lies." He yawned.
"Maybe. But it sure is a nice lie."
"It sure is," she agreed. "Now hush. It's time to go to sleep. I'll tell you more tomorrow." He posed no argument, just rolled onto his side to make more space for little Gerdrud, who was sandwiched between Nikol and Hans, with Frix and Anna splayed at awkward angles at the foot of the bed. The five children had taken to sleeping in Cerilda's bed, even though they had been given their own cots in the servants' halls. She didn't mind. There was something about their cluster of tangled limbs and open mouths, blue-tinged eyelids, and muttered complaints that someone was hogging the blankets that filled her heart with something close to contentment. How she did love these children. How she hated what had been done to them. How she tortured herself with guilt, knowing it was her fault. Her and her traitorous tongue, and the stories she couldn't stop telling. The imagination that had carried her away on so many fancies ever since she could remember, yet had brought her nothing but trouble. A life full of misfortunes. The worst misfortune of all, the lives taken from these five precious souls. But they kept asking her to tell her tales, so what could she say? She could deny them nothing. "Good night." She tugged the blankets up to Nikol's chin, covering the spot of blood that had leaked through his nightshirt over the hole in his chest, where the Erl King's night ravens had eaten his heart. Leaning forward, she brushed a kiss to Nikol's temple. She had to bite back a grimace at the sensation of cool slipperiness on his skin. As though even the gentlest touch might crush his skull. As if he were as brittle as autumn leaves in a child's fist. Ghosts were not delicate beings. They were already dead, and not much more harm could come to them. But they were caught somewhere in between their mortal forms and decaying corpses, and as such, it was as though their figures could not decide where to end, what amount of space to occupy. To look at a ghost was a bit like looking at a mirage, their outlines shifting and blurring into the air. To touch one felt like the most unnatural thing in the world. A bit like...